الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولى العظيم. We were discussing that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed us with this great spiritual dastarkhan, tablecloth, with all the spiritual food in it. Now it is for us to partake of it. And the main cause in this meal, there are two main causes. One is roza during the day and taraweeh at night. Then Allah Ta'ala has put many other dishes also. The tilawat of Quran Sharif, making of zikr, making of dua, etc. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and this is Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said it, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, wherever they live in the world, they are one family. So yeah, alhamdulillah, Allah has gathered us also from so many different countries of the world. So this all, and just like there is a wedding in the family or any other social event, and the whole family is getting together from various parts. A person looks forward that I'll be meeting so and so, I'll be meeting so and so. So yeah, the lovers of Allah are together, yeah, in the form of the khanqah. So there is a great additional bonus also which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Then when we eat, we must wash our hands, then we will get the proper benefit. And also, don't mix anything with the food. Pure food, more better than manna and salwa also. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, so don't pollute it with our dirt and our filth. That is, for example, if our tongues are dirty, our taste buds are dead, we can't enjoy. If our eyes can't see properly, instead of putting salt in the food you want to add, you add sugar to the food. And instead of putting sugar in the tea, you can put salt in the tea. So if our eyes, so we must correct our eyes also. And then our ears also, we must hear properly also. If somebody is asking you for something on the dastarkhan, and you heard wrong and you passed something else, so then also, so our ears must also be right. Till there we had discussed, yesterday we started the subject, that our mind and hearts must also be pure. And they must be also clean. So that must keep roza of our thoughts also. And there are various types of thoughts that we should be keeping roza about, should be controlling. One is, which is a very common thing also, and that is evil thoughts of woman, etc. Or woman having evil thoughts of man, fantasizing, thinking about that. So that will also pollute our food. This heavenly dastarkhan which Allah has sent, if we have such evil thoughts. So we have to learn to control these thoughts. Then there are evil thoughts with regard to matters of deen. Some people are plagued with that also. With regard to Allah Ta'ala, they have evil thoughts. With regard to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is also a terrible situation, which those people who are plagued with it, they know what they are going through. Or that you have doubt in the akhirat, you have doubt in the qabr, in taqdeer, and all these things will destroy one's iman. So those evil thoughts also have to be remedied. And this is the time to cure it also. Then another third type of bad and evil thoughts, thinking bad about other people, thinking low about other people, finding fault in others. And in that, there is one terrible thing also, to think myself I'm good. This is such a terrible thing that a person thinks, he doesn't think bad of anyone, but that I'm good. This is also a terrible thought to think I'm good. A person must never have that thought also. So these are the things that we should remedy during this month. These are called evil thoughts, wasawis, etc. So evil thoughts with regard to woman, etc., which is a common thing. The eyes have to be kept pure. That we shouldn't be looking at filth. whether it is life, other women on the streets, etc. And Allah has been so kind that He has given us the command to control our eyes. And that we had discussed quite at length, to control the eyes, and how it is quite easy, that it is not difficult. A person just has to make an effort and he will find it's not only easy, it's not only practical, but it's enjoyable to control the eyes. It just needs a sincerity from a person, and that is within yourself, earnestness, that you are concerned that what will happen to me in the qabr, in akhirah, and even in this world, if a person doesn't control his eyes. Just for example, it comes in the hadith, a person who looks at haram, didn't make tawbah from it, it wasn't forgiven, then hot lead will be poured into his eye. Can we even tolerate a small little prick in the eye, so delicate? It's very sensitive, it can't take anything. And when this will be poured in the eyes, how will it be? So a person who's worried for himself, about himself, what will happen to me? For that person, the ilaj is very easy. And a person will easily, the instructions which are given, he will be able to observe them. But a person who's not worried of himself, or he doesn't believe in the akhirat, he's got that weakness, there's nothing like that. So yeah, we have come just to live it up and enjoy it and live like animals and do what we want to. For that person, he has to first treat that, have that yaqeen of akhirat. Then he will be concerned about it. Then about the evil thoughts about Allah Ta'ala, about deen, etc. That main source of that is sohbat of the Ahlullah. Those people whose hearts Allah has filled, not only with the yaqeen of akhirat and of Allah Ta'ala, but with the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the main thing that will remove these doubts. This is the company of the Ahlullah, and Ahlullah means really those people, not just a person who is made up like an Ahlullah, but a person whose heart Allah is filled, not only with the yaqeen of akhirat, but the love of Allah, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of the Quran. This will definitely wear off on the other person also. So for that, a person should also choose the company of Ahlullah. And also to think bad about other people, or to think good about oneself, that also a person, there are treatments. One common treatment that is given for all these evil thoughts by our Mashaykh Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, he gives the example like the heart is like a super highway. Not like the highways we have here, but like in India, Pakistan, on that highway, all types of traffic move on there. On our highways, other traffics, bicycles, person pushing his wheelbarrow is not allowed to come onto the highway. But that highway is one road, a broad road for everyone. There are buses also on there, there are trucks also on there, there are cars also on there, the person with his rickshaw is also on there, with his bicycle also, a person pushing his cart is also there, a person pushing his wheelbarrow is also there. So with all this traffic moving, if you lose sight of you don't pay attention on your road, you look at the bus, you look at the bicycle, or you pass remarks about them, inevitably you're going to make an accident. In all that, and many of us must have experienced, on one occasion, very many years ago, we were going from Lahore to the Merkez in Lahore for Shab Guzari. One good friend of ours, he has passed away, Allah grant you all marhum in Jannat. When we came to where the roads cross, a crossroad, Pichar Rasta, and I got like a shock. The traffic, somebody is coming from this side, somebody from that side. There was no system, just wild everything. So in that situation, if a person doesn't watch himself, that somebody mustn't bump me, I mustn't bump somebody, he will bump somebody, or somebody will bump him. You have to be so alert, and you still have to move. You can't just sit quiet also. You have to reach your place also. Everyone is just moving. Nobody is giving anyone a chance. And in that you have to reach your destination also. So like that, thoughts are like that. Thoughts will come from all sides. Now you just be alert. I must reach my Allah. I'm making namaz. I'm making ruku. Don't worry about this one and that one. Don't look askance also. Just watch your road where you have to be going. Once we were right at the beginning stages of the Darul Uloom, we were doing a collection for the Darul, and we were traveling in the Eastern Transvaal. It was about near Maghrib time, when the vision is not so clear also, the sun is shining in your eyes, etc. A good friend of ours has passed away, Allah grant everyone Jannat. He was driving, and the beauty of the Eastern Transvaal, the mountains, the ravines, the waterfalls, the streams, so beautiful. So we were all admiring it. One elderly person, he's still alive, mashallah, very good friend of ours, he told the driver, Tamuto Rastana Upartiandio, you watch the road, you don't worry about what we're discussing, the waterfalls and the ravines and all the beautiful potholes and everything. You just watch the road. Because if you don't watch the road, then what will happen to the rest of us, to every one of us? So like that, all these thoughts will come. What thoughts? Not only waterfalls and some rivers, but in a person's mind, what? But you keep, I have to reach Allah. I'm making my namaz. I have to complete my 2 rakats. I have to complete my 4 rakats. That person will go through safely. So you don't have to worry so much. It is quite so easy. You just pay attention on this year. On one occasion, somebody was taking Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to the airport in London, Heathrow Airport. And this driver had a habit, like some drivers, people got different habits. He had a habit of looking around all the time. He's driving, and on the traffic there, 4 or 5 lanes, and the traffic is moving. And you're looking around, how dangerous, isn't it? So Hadraji Rahmatullah Ali told him, just pull up one side. When he pulled up, then Hazratji told him, now as much as you want to look around, but when you drive again, then pay attention on the road. Then don't look around. You in danger, and the poor passenger, he also wonders, that this driver, what kind of a driver he is. So you pay attention, we must pay attention on the road. Then inshallah, all these wasawis, whatever it might be, whether it is about other women also, we keep our attention that I'm in namaz. And I must worry of my... The shaitan will bring the thoughts. And this is also, if you don't get thoughts, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted a hadith, a person who made his namaz in such a way that not one wrong, bad thought came, no other thoughts, besides nothing came. That is the namaz, the ibadat of a Jew and Christian. So these thoughts will come to a person, to a mu'min, and the more stronger mu'min, the more the thoughts will come. And to understand this quite easily, for this instance, that one Shia told Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, that till today, no Shia became a Qadiani. Only the Sunnis become Qadianis. To know Shia became a Qadiani. So Mufti Sahib was always very ready with his answers and correct answers. So he said, Shaitan is not stupid that he'll go and rob an empty house. Where there is no Iman, Shia got no Iman. So why must Shaitan waste his time to go and rob him? He goes where there is Iman. And she also remember from this, Shaitan is not worried of your money. Paper money, what is that? It's got no value. And our paper money, at one time money was gold, actual gold, coins were gold and silver. That was what the currency was. Then it was brought into paper now, into leather. Shaddad, who built his own Jannat at his time, money was leather money. Now it is paper money. And this paper money of ours, almost every country, no more the governor of the Reserve Bank even signs it, I promise to pay the bearer so much. Before, at least in gold, they would give you so much. If you bring that note, they will give you so much. Now that also is not. And how many countries, whether it was Burma at one time in the 60s, they just nationalized everything. And all the notes also, they just, it wasn't legal tender anymore. Whatever notes you had, people who had whole safes stacked with notes, now it wasn't even worth toilet paper, those notes. Where 1 minute ago, you thought I'm the most wealthiest man in the world. And the next minute, it's a burden for you. So Shaitan doesn't go after this. He goes after the most valuable commodity. Shaitan knows what is the most valuable commodity, Iman and Amal. Whereas we don't know. And we just give away our Iman when we look like stupid donkeys or dogs, like a dog that has got rabies, he's got a sickness. And he doesn't walk in one direction. He's running this way, that way, like a wild dog. Like that, we looking at this woman, looking at that woman, we selling our amal. And we are losing our iman. And we don't even worry about it. We will worry about a 5-cent coin. We will worry about our money in our pocket. But our iman, which is the most important, we don't worry about that. So this is the most important. So these thoughts will come to you. If you are, the more you have got iman, the more shaitan will come. And also, the more you have got iman, the more you will be protected. It is like a rich man, or where money is kept, lots of money, then it is guarded also very well. So you will be guarded, your heart will be guarded. The attempts will be made, shaitan won't come in your heart. It is for that reason, one very beautiful poem of Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari, Rahmatullah Ali, say, Apne dil ke paas ba rehna. Watch your heart all the time. Ke koi ghair na a jaye. Nobody must come into your heart. But we don't watch our heart, which is the markaz and the center of iman, where iman is kept. And we don't control or watch our heart, that isn't somebody else entering. Don't even let anyone come near your heart. Keep them at a distance from your heart. Wherever there is some great place which has need security, then they've got other fences 10 meters away, another 20 meters away. So that, so many fences, so nobody can come here. They protect it so well. So the most important thing to be protected is our heart. And with our amal, etc., we protect the heart and we see that shaitan. And a person has to be conscious, actually, literally, conscious all the time that no other thoughts must come into my heart. That no other evil thoughts, etc., I must control my heart. I must block my heart. I must lock up all the doors. It must be protected very well. But our example is like Mullah Nasiruddin, who was a jester. And he made people laugh his whole life. And even after he died, he laughed. After he died, his qabr grave had very thick iron rods. Were stick to the thick security. Very thick. Right? All four sides and the top also. But the gate was open. So security from all sides, but the gate is open. So anyone can enter. So don't secure our hearts like that. And his wife's grave only had a gate. No other, anywhere else. So there is no security. After spending so much of money, but there is still no security. So we should be careful that we can look after our hearts. So these thoughts, so one is that just this muraqabah, in anything, in your zikr, I must concentrate on my zikr. So it is very easy and it's not difficult. Wallah, it is more easier than the switch you switch on or off. You make the aircon hot or you make it give cold air. Or the light comes on or the light goes off. The more easier, you just switch your thoughts away. Whatever, when you realize, a thought that comes on its own is not harmful and it is not a guna. Any type, even the worst thoughts of in deen also, which come on their own. That is the attack of shaitan. Shaitan will come and attack the thought that comes on its own. That is not harmful and it is no guna and you won't be taken to task for any the worst thoughts that can come. Whether it is about matters of deen, of Allah, of Rasul, of Akhirat, whether it is about woman, whether it is about looking down upon people, you won't be taken to task. But when you realize this thought has come into your heart, now to entertain the thought further for another second, this is now haram and this is harmful for a person. When you realize, oh, for what I'm thinking about, and thoughts will come to every person. And the more iman you have, the more shaitan attacks there. So that when you realize, I'm under attack, now when you realize until you didn't know you were under attack, you won't be responsible by Allah Ta'ala. But when you know you're under attack, and you still don't worry, and you entertain the enemy, you are allowing the enemy to come in, now you're going to destroy yourself. Now it will be harmful. So when you realize this thought, read, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And this is Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali from Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has given this wonderful example. of this power of أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم of لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Hazrat explained, like wealthy people have always got lot of security around them. So in that security today they use dogs also. And not Alsatian dogs, that is also a thing of the past. Not Rottweilers, they use other terrible dogs. So in where he's staying, he's got all these dogs. And you want to go and see him for some work, you want to meet him, whatever. Now if you try and breach the security, those dogs will tear you to pieces. So shaitan is the worst dog. The worst dog you can find is shaitan. And he is, Allah doesn't need security. But to reach Allah, Allah want to see who are my genuine servants. That Allah made it a hardship, a test that you have to go through. So you have to go past shaitan to reach Allah Ta'ala. So all these temptations, and one of the temptations which shaitan gets a person involved in is all these evil thoughts, bad thoughts. You look down upon somebody, you destroy yourself. You think I am good, you destroy yourself. You fantasize about woman, you destroy yourself. Evil thoughts about matters of deen, you're destroying yourself. So these are all the tests that are put. Will you go through? And another note, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should explain, like you are going to visit your friend, but on the way there were a lot of dangers also. Wild animals also, there were crooks also, everything. But you were determined, now I'm going to go. And you managed to get through all the wild animals also, the crooks also, and they came and they even wanted to rob you, they hit you also, blood coming out from your side. But you read, your friend will appreciate you much more. What difficulties you went to, through to come to me. You didn't just say, that is not true, Muhammad. It's very hard to go there. I can't go there. I'll just say, stay safe at home. No, you want to go to your friend. So a person wants to go to Allah. And all these temptations are there. And he protects and he goes and he looks after himself. And he reaches, how much won't Allah appreciate? That, and the dunya is meant. Allah made it like that. All these temptations, Allah wants to see who are those genuine friends of mine and who are those who are just claiming muhabbat. Eh? That ayat of Quran Sharif, when they are given aziyah of dunya, then they take it like that very bad aziyah. Mali Rashid? Jay? No. فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. That Allah tests them. And then just the small problems of dunya, they make it like, it's a real problem is from Allah. Dunya's problems are nothing. So anyway, all these temptations, etc., these are things which Allah has kept. So shaitan is the dog of Allah, not for his security, but to test who is genuine, who wants to come to Allah. So he will put all thoughts in our mind. He were all this woman who are walking around naked. It's all shaitan's work. He makes them do it. All this temptation. Some lottery. Now you get on your email. You want such a big lottery. And what lottery you want? Whatever little you got, that also they will take away from you. All this, how many gimmicks and how many things. Over and over, everywhere. This is all shaitan is working. So now you want to reach your friend. You want to reach Allah Ta'ala. That rich man, you want to reach him. But the dogs are there, the terrible dogs. So don't you ever try and interfere with them. All you do in the days of the past, take a stone, throw it on the roof of him. You can't even reach the doorbell. Or there isn't even a doorbell. Get his attention. In our times, make a phone call to him. Use your cell phone and phone him. I'm here at your gate. I want to come in. But these dogs, I can't take a chance with these dogs here. So when he will come out, he'll just look at the dogs and the dogs will go one side. He'll just make a sign and they'll go away to the back, etc. Or he'll just tell them, come, sit down. Please, come on, go away. And they will listen to him. So this is contact with أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah gave us how to make contact with Allah. And this cell phone of ours of أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, the batteries won't go flat. It won't be in a place where there isn't reception. Your airtime won't be finished or exhausted. Every time, you will make your connection with Allah Ta'ala. The same with La Hawla, وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. This is also a great connection. So when you get this in namaz, you get thoughts. You can't read لَا حُولَ, read لَا حُولَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, in your heart reading. If you are making tilawat, read it in your heart. It's really becoming bad. Close the Quran and read أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Therefore, we are told before namah, before tilawat of Quran, read أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. A very effective thing for though many of us that we are having this problem, that in our namaz, we're getting all other thoughts that come. So one a very good remedy for that is, before namaz, read Surah An-Nas. And the last surah of the Quran Sharif. What is the surah? Very briefly, Allah says, commands, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I'm seeking protection from رَبِّ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala, who is the controller, who is the Rabb, who is the creator, nourisher, sustainer, controller of the whole of mankind. Malikin Nas, Allah is the king, king of the bodies, king of the hearts of everyone. Ilahin Nas, the object of worship of the whole of mankind. And all your problems are coming from An-Nas. Whether you are thinking now about other women, they are also amongst people. You thinking you're better than other people, you thinking I'm a better person, this is all An-Nas. An-Nas, you are getting bad thoughts about deen, about akhirat, about Allah, all that you took protection, not from three Allahs, na'uzu billah, one Allah, but three great qualities of Allah Ta'ala. You tell somebody that I'm asking you, please, you are so kind. You are so merciful. You help the poor. You are the one who come to the aid of the destitute. You are asking all the qualities. Allah Ta'ala's three great qualities of Allah. Min sharril waswasil khannas. From all the evil of the waswasil khannas. Shaitan khannas. All his waswas. All this evil thought that he's putting, you taking protection. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. And he's sitting on the heart of people like a mosquito. And whenever he finds you unmindful of Allah, from there also understand one of the reasons of this wasawis, of ghaflat, is when we are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. By Allah, there is the law that there is no vacuum anywhere. If you don't have Quran Sharif tilawat in your house, you don't have ta'aleem, zikr, TV will come into your house. There won't be a vacuum there. If you don't occupy your time in good things, your time will get occupied in bad things. So don't leave vacuums anywhere. You don't use your money for good causes, your money will definitely be used for bad causes. You don't use your health, your capabilities, what Allah has given you, for good causes. It's not just going to lie there. It will be used for bad causes. And your money, you don't use it for good causes, you will use it in bad causes. Or the people want to use it for bad causes will come and pick it up from you. The crooks, the robbers will come and they will pick it up and take it away. So there is no vacuum. So shaitan sits, and when there is a vacuum in the heart, ghaflat, unmindful, then he puts his poison. As long as Allah's thoughts are there, shaitan cannot do anything. He has to just hold back and hide away in a corner somewhere. He can't do anything. So our concentration in namaz, then wasawis won't come. Many people ask, send a letter, they inquire that what is the solution for bad thoughts. It's not a just over-the-counter solution. It isn't just over the phone you give the person. There are two main causes for this to get concentration in namaz. One is ma'rifat of Allah. Not only when you say Allahu Akbar in your namaz, when you hear the muazzin say Allahu Akbar, Allah's greatness enters in your heart. That is one, then you know for who you are making your namaz, whose house you are going to, who you are going to be talking to. And the other is a cause in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The cause in the zikr that will learn, teach you how to focus and how to concentrate. Like Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, any murid should come for tarbiyat, then his Hazrat's first effort was that he concentrates here. And that he pays attention. Because naturally a person has come from home. His thoughts are in home. Most of us are such that last minute we make arrangements. We didn't prepare. We leave it till the last. We leave it. We'll see to it. It will get done. Now last minute, this work didn't get done. That work, now you're delegating. You must see this. The poor wife doesn't know anything about your affairs. You're giving her work also. Now naturally, when you come here, your thoughts are there. Did this get done? Did that get done? Did this get done? And such a person, he can't benefit fully, because his thoughts are not here. His body is here, but his thoughts are at home. That person benefits who is fully here. And a person whose thoughts are split like this. It is like that lady, she was going out for some work, shopping, which is very important work for the woman. Without that, they can't live, they die. They have to go for all their shopping, etc. So she told the husband, a recipe is coming on the radio, one program, you please note it down. I have to go for shopping. So she started now, by the time came, he was now listening. He doesn't know anything about recipes. What he knows. And that radio station was very close to another one. The wave bands were very close. The other side was about exercising. And now it's going one side to the other side. So the person told, you must take 2 eggs. And after having the 2 eggs, the next he heard, you must lie down flat. Now he's writing, this is the recipe. After that, you must add salt and pepper to the eggs. Then you must lift your one leg up. After that, you must beat up the eggs. And then you lift your other leg up. Now all this kind of... So people who with their thoughts are at home also, here also. We're listening half at home, we're listening half here. With our cell phones, we are contacting home also, we're listening to the programs here also. So we will make a mixed recipe like this. So then many of us wonder, I didn't benefit. I spent a whole chilla, I spent 10 days, but we were listening to 2 radio stations. Or some of us, while we are in the bayan, we are busy making zikr also. And we are busy listening also. Our tongue, our lips are moving also. We are reading also. And we are listening. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِي. Allah says, I think I can concentrate equally. I can do my reading also. I concentrate on the bayan also. I can do both. Allah says, you can't. Allah says, I haven't made you capable that you can concentrate on 2 things at the same time. So our minds, we must... So even in namaz, just have your one line. If you're listening to 3 radio stations, 5 radios plus TV stations, plus what and what in your radio, in your namaz, how will you have concentration? Just pay attention to one, and then you will see how easy it will become. You'll be able to go straight towards Allah, and shaitan won't be able to... His whisperings, his poisons won't enter your heart also. And if he still wants to, then Allah has given us the great, great tiryak, the antidote for shaitan. No antidote for a snake that bites you, or some poison you took by mistake, and you take the antidote. This is for shaitan Allah has given us. So before reading also, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Take Allah's protection. For namaz, read Surah An-Nas. But now, some people say we forget to read An-Nas also before namaz. Now zikr is to make our, take away our ghaflat, to have concentration. But in our zikr, we're getting ghaflat. So what was supposed to be like beautiful, that al-ulama hu milhul ard. The ulama are the salt of the earth. And salt is an antibiotic. Your eyes pain, you just put some salt water a little better. Your throat is bad, guggle with salt water. The whole sea, all dirt and sewage used to be pumped into the sea. But Allah has put so much salt, the water doesn't go bad. Otherwise all the sea life, fish and what in the sea, should all have died. How that salt it is that. So the ulama are the salt of the earth. Al-ulama milhul ard. Is al-milhu fasada. But if the salt is gone bad, ma yuslih Allah. Then what is going to put right? So zikr is to put us right. But our zikr is bad. Now what's going to put us right? So therefore, zikr with concentration. And some of us, Allahu Akbar, we make our zikr when we put the radio station. And at that time, when that presenter is on, like Maulana Muhammad said, that Maulana Musa Kaji said, that one lady, that the old man also said, that, oh, what a voice she got. How wonderful. So when you are making your zikr and you're listening to auntie's voice also, and such a voice that the poor old man who has gone cold and deep freeze, And there is movement in their body also. And they also getting impressed. Now what zikr you going to make? What is the effect of such a zikr also? So we have to have that one diet. So it's not difficult. All we have to do, just keep your direction. You are traveling, your new road, new place you have to go, you've got an address, and you've got your directions. How much more don't you pay attention? That I must, that landmark, I mustn't miss it. This road, I mustn't miss it. And even you on the right road, still you thinking, I missed it. Why isn't the next turn coming? What is happening? A person who has got this worry, he won't get ghaflat in his namaz, etc. So this is, and to, in Anwar al-Salah we are reading, there are so many ways by which a person can make, can have concentration in his namaz. So our namaz, one is this year, that A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, we taking Allah's protection. And when Allah will protect us, shaitan is nothing in front of Allah. Also, let us get our aqidahs also correct in case somebody needs it. Because I met one old, like pious person, 5-time namazi regular, and for years making his 5-time namaz. When we met him, then he asked me that the summary of the talk, that there are two gods. One god of good, Allah Ta'ala, and a god of bad, shaitan. This was in the Persians had this belief of two gods. We also, somebody thinks that shaitan is a god of his own. And he has got power. He is under Allah. He can't do anything without the will of Allah. Shaitan is no god of his own. And we don't, innaka idha shaitani kana dha'ifa. Allah says that I gave him permission. For all his, he asked me, Rabbi anzirni ila yawmi, lithumma la'atiyannahum min mayni aydim wa min khalfim. I will trouble the people. Allah permitted him then. I want to see who will pass you and come to me. So he Allah gave him that power, but that power is not his own. It's Allah given. It's in the hands of Allah. Shaitan is no power and no God on his own, that he can control us as he wants to. You don't have to, and Allah has declared that all his plotting also is very weak. And Allah is so great. So we just have to take the protection of Allah Ta'ala. And then the dua which is taught in the hadith, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, for all this evil thought, Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. Yeah, again, what a beautiful dua. And just see how the hadith and our ulama have taught us that the very substance shaitan was using to take you away from Allah, you use that same thing to come to Allah Ta'ala. We know that in many families and people we have this problem. They give children money, they want to spoil the children, give them money to go cinema, give them money, give them the car, go for the weekend with your friends, go and enjoy yourself, all these wrong things. Now if that same boy uses it to go in Jamaat 3 days, they gave him 3 days, the car for 3 days, you go and go with your girlfriend and you go and go to a hotel, to a resort, and you just go and do what you want to there. He takes that money and the car and he goes in Khanka. He goes in Jamaat. Somebody gives you an air ticket, go to the WC. You got so much sense, why must I go and sit in the WC? I'd rather go to Makkah Sharif. So you change your ticket and you go to Makkah Sharif, you go and make Umrah. So shaitan, the thoughts that he put to take you away from Allah, you use that same fuel, that same petrol money, that same petrol, and you use it to go to Allah Ta'ala. How is this? That you think that, Ya Allah, my heart is so small. What a small heart I got. And in the small heart of mine, what thoughts are coming? When I was 50 years old, when I was young, when I was a small boy, now I am here in New York, now I am in Delhi, now I am in this place, now I am sitting at home in the toilet suddenly, now I am on the sports ground. What thoughts are going through my heart? Ya Allah, how great are you not? That in my small heart, what great thoughts. So what shaitan took you to take you away from Allah, you used it for the marifat of Allah. To recognize Allah's qudrat, that in the small heart, what thoughts can come, and where, no time limitation, no geographical limitations, no age limitations. I'm moving here, I'm moving there, I'm doing what? Allah, what qudrat? Now you got marifat. Shaitan will say, oh, toba, toba. I must never give this person money to go WC.
He's never go WC. He goes right in the Kaaba Sharif. He goes right into Rauza-e Mubarak. So I'll never even come near him. I'll never try and give him this evil thought. So Allahumma aj'al, oh Allah, make wasawisa qalbi, all the wasawis, all these evil thoughts of my heart, make them khashyataka wa dhikra, your fear, change them, convert them. Shaitan brought them to destroy me, but you convert them into your fear and into your remembrance. Also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair told that sometimes a person gets mixed up. Is it first zikraka wa khashyataka? Or is it first khashyataka wa zikraka? So just remember in our alif, ba, ta, tha alphabet, kha comes before tha. So easy, you'll make a mistake. Allahumma aj'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa zikraka. So they are now transformed into the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, into the fear of, and khashyatak is that fear of Allah which is out of respect and honor. Like a person fears a dog, fears a snake also. And a person fears a big person also, a respectable person also. So both are fears. But in Arabic, khashyatak is used when you fear somebody out of respect and honor and love for that person. That he mustn't become unhappy with me. Like mashallah, many murids have this, which is a good quality. Hazrat, didn't we upset you? We did this, please make us maaf. Hazrat, this is the love. They don't want to be hurt the feelings. So that is khashyatak. And khawf, fear, is like you fear a dog, a wild dog, you fear a snake, etc. Wild animal you fear, that is khawf. So Allah changed this into, so that I don't do anything out of your love, I don't do anything to hurt you. And jiski narazgi dozakh se barkar hai. That the displeasure of Allah is worse than Jahannam. Ya Allah, I don't want to displease you. I don't want to do anything that displeases you. And shaitan is attacking me. Now you use the fuel. Shaitan filled your tank up to go to all this, to go to Sun City. One Maulana was speaking about, he said, just when Sun City started, he said that some place they call, he said, I can't put, what's Shat City? He knew what exactly he was talking, but making people realize that what a terrible place it is. What's a Sun City there? There's no sunshine in there. There's all the muck and the evil and the dirt. And then some of us say, we just went and see there. We went and have a picnic there. No picnic spots left in the world. Only picnic spot left was there in that place there. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala, you change this into the fear of Allah, the khashyat of Allah, and the remembrance of Allah. And wallah, while we are here in the Khanqa, make the zikr properly, and may Allah give us even one iota, one drop of the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah. Then you will see how enjoyable it is to take the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, what a lovable name yours is. The name of Allah. What the name Allah Ta'ala, Allah's name is. I usually give the example that, and learn to take the name properly. If your wife's name is Fatima, and you say 100 times Fatima, 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 making love to her, she'll also come give you one slap, or she called the doctor, he's gone off his rockers, he's gone mad, this man. But if you tell her one time also Fatima, even in whatever mood she was, which your black magic chocolates couldn't change that mood also. Nothing could change it, but one time with this love you called her, then see how she will respond. So a person who takes Allah's name with love and with feeling, that is how we should take the name of Allah. Then see that now that you will ask Allah, all these evil thoughts which shaitan is bringing, whether it is of naked, filthy, dirty woman, whether it is whatever it is, whatever the thoughts, the whole soccer cup, world cup and all that, you so overtaken. But in the name of Allah, that is so sweet and so wonderful. Allah, Allah, what a sweet name, sweeter than honey and sugar cane. Allah's name is such a beautiful name. Allah, Allah, what a great name that destroys all desire for name and fame. What and how many other, mashallah, that Allah's name is so great. So that, oh Allah, you change all this fuel. I'm not going to the west where the sun sets. I'm going to the east where the sun rises. And I'm going to where Allah Ta'ala rises and where Allah is all the time. So this way, then this evil thoughts that we will have, and this evil thoughts about Allah Ta'ala. Somebody, when somebody, some mishap happens, then also shaitan attacks a person. See, you are making your namazes all the time, everything, that Allah didn't protect you. Allah didn't look after you. You read your Ayatul Kursi, still see your house got burgled, etc. So shaitan will bring such evil thoughts also. And just in between that Ayatul Kursi we read, we did all our amal, but we didn't pay attention to our gunas also. And gunas block the effects of our good deeds. So block out, take out the gunas from our lives. Then see that what call it, how Allah's help will come. And how your du'as will work, miracles. Not wonders, but miracles the du'as will work. So anyway, that so Allah Ta'ala, we read our du'as also. No, after that. Acha, inshallah it will come. So anyway, so when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we turn to Allah Ta'ala and we take the name of Allah and we take the name of Allah in great love and with passion we take the name Durood Sharif. It's not a matter how many find it difficult to finish 80 duroods. And the spring under is just pushing them up. They're now go. It's enough now, you can't finish it. But when you read your durood with love and passion, and how much, I was talking that Allah Ta'ala's marifat, how much a person will have, and knows Allah Ta'ala, then this evil thoughts of Allah will never come into a person. That when a person realizes how great Allah is, the qudrat, the mercy, in fact, every night or whenever you have a time, say, Ya Allah, I love you greatly. I just make it very short. Your kamal is so great. That what perfection. You are Khallaq-e Azim, you created. Once we were at the sea in Durban with Hazrat, and Hazrat said, look at the sea. It may take the wasta of the sea and make dua. What a creation. The whole sea Allah has created. For us, it's beyond our capacity to control the sea. One tsunami and the world with all its resources can't do anything. And all the time, the hurricanes that are coming, and or the volcanoes and the earthquakes, who can control it? Unless one little thing he causes, no, the whole world with all the resources can't do a thing in front of that. So the sea, Allah is Khallaq, Allah is Khallaq-e Alim. Allah, how, what knowledge and precision you have created everything. Your love for Allah, no doubts about Allah will come. You are that, Ya Allah, Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, Mudabbirus Samawati wal Ard, Wa ilayhi yarja'ul amru kulluhu, everything will be returning to you, O Allah. O Allah, how great you want, your love for Allah, the greatness of Allah. Ya Allah, your Jamal, your beauty is so great. You are Rahman, you are Rahim, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar, you cover, you are Halim, you are Kareem. Allahu Akbar, you can't finish off and sleep will overtake you. And you'll sleep and your sleep will be written in that ibadat. That where you were, and you fell asleep, but your ibadat will be written for that. Ya Allah, your nawal, what favors of yours. You gave me existence without me asking. You gave me eyes. You gave me everything of my body, my heart. You gave me a family. You look at your wife, she's sleeping. And the smile thing. You look at your baby, mashallah. That wonderful smile on the baby. Ya Allah, what have you gave me this room to sleep in? I'm so safe. I'm so comfortable. Nobody else gave you. Wallah, not you yourself also. بِغَيْرِ حَوْلِ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ. Nothing from my side. You have blessed me. My home, my family. If I want to, I sit in my car, I go. It's winter, I put the aircon on. The temperature is suitable, nicely comfortable. Winter, I put the AC on. I'm so comfortable, Ya Allah. What haven't you? All Allah's favors. Your love for Allah will grow. You will have no doubts about Allah. Be positive. Don't be negative. Don't live in the future. Don't live in the past. Live in the present. And look at Allah who is there with us all the time. So the evil thoughts will go. All fantasizing thoughts will go. Thinking bad about other people and thinking good about you, that also will go with these blessed du'as. So Allah has given this wonderful month with all these wonderful causes. And as we are coming to the end of a meal, then we see we are full. But now the desserts are coming. And when you just see the desserts, the cream on them, and all the other things, your appetite opens up again. And then after that you think you finish, now the tea comes. And the tea comes with the croissants, and the tea comes with the biscuits and with the cakes, and with the heavy iced and creamed cakes they come. Again you have. So now we're coming to the end. Allah has given Laylatul Qadr. Now all Allah is bringing all the cherry on the top, and bringing all the wonderful desserts. Then Allah is bringing Laylatul Jaiza again. The tea also. One place they were eating, and in Pakistan, Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji rahmatullah all were present there. So they wanted tea, but they didn't know if the tea is coming. In a hotel they had to eat. So Maulana asked the waiter, must we read Fatiha before we drink the tea or after the tea? So he said, no, the tea is coming just now, don't worry. So anyway, so some people can't do without the tea after the meal. So the tea also Allah is sending Laylatul Jaiza. And then on the day of Eid, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala grants all your wishes, which is for akhirat, for deen, all of them. For dunya, maybe you made a mistake. Allah says, I'll consider. I'll just check it again. I'll recheck again what I must give you, what I mustn't give you. The first 10 days, Allah made it His rahmat. The rahmat of Allah enshrouded the ummah. And then that in that rahmat, there was still certain thorns. So Allah gave the next 10 days of maghfirah. All the thorns of gunas, Allah took it away. Now pure rahmat. Now Allah made it, the last 10 days which we are entering now, itqum minan nar, that your freedom from jahannam. In other words, freedom from dunya. Dunya, there are two things in dunya. The good side and the bad side. You can use dunya to get to jannah, to get to Allah. You can use dunya to get to jahannam. Now all the evil to get to jahannam and shaitan's ways, now you are freed from it. Now after Ramzan, you are freed from it. Stay free from it. Don't get involved again in all the haram and the filth and dirt. May Allah give us tawfiq and make dua that is ashara of maghfirat. Allah grant us the whole ummah maghfirat. And we go into now itqum minan nar. May Allah Ta'ala bless us.